This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in a bit, we will see if I have ever heard a Zach Bryan song. We were talking about Zach Bryan because somehow he's got like a beef with Chiefs fans, and I don't know nothing about it. I try to stay out of other people's business. I try to mind my own business, but for some reason he's trolling the Chiefs about preseason football games. None of it makes a lot of sense to me. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit, but we've got very important things to do. Let's talk some Kansas State football with the head coach of Kansas State football, Chris Klieman. We got a chance to catch up earlier in the week. Our conversation started with, how do you balance the fun of taking a bunch of teenagers to Ireland, but also letting them know that this is a business trip and you got an important game against a rival?
That's a big challenge, honestly. We have some activities that we have on Thursday, especially afternoon and evening when we get there, that they're going to be able to experience some Ireland traditions, and then go kind of downtown and walk around a little bit before we go to a nice dinner on Thursday, and then some meetings on Thursday night. And then I say Friday we have a pep rally where we're going to be kind of out in the middle of the city as well. But then once we kind of get back to the hotel room on Friday night at about 5 o'clock, it's going to kind of be business as usual. So I'm our mature guys that have played a lot of football, I think they'll understand that process. It's the guys that maybe haven't experienced this before. We've got to make sure, hey, enjoy your time when it's time to enjoy it outside of football things. But when we get to football activities, we got to lock it in.
Coach, two-part question here. Take us through how this game got here. And, I mean, this is an honor. This is the first college football game of the season, you know. It's been a seven-month long winter, a long hiatus, and everybody's excited for the start of the college football and pro football season, and you guys are kicking things off.
Yeah, I think it's been about 16, 17 months, and John Anthony from Anthony Travel reached out to Gene Taylor, our athletic director, to see if we had an interest, which I thought was really neat because they chose our school, and we were the first choice that they wanted to go over to Ireland. And after some conversation, Gene and I were all about it to give these kids a phenomenal experience. And then it was, okay, who's the opponent? And I thought it was a natural to have Iowa State. And I think John Anthony thought that as well because of the rivalry and the fan bases that we know are going to travel. But then it's just been, you know, the last 7 months of the preparation. And, you know, Gene and I were over there one time. We took some operations people over there as well. Seemed like still a long ways off. And all of a sudden we get to July and it's like, okay, this is upon us. And we start our fall camp and get through some of fall camp, and it's like, okay, we got to turn it to game planning right now, and lo and behold, we're at game week now.
I haven't seen any official numbers. I'm sure you guys have projections of how many K-State fans that are going to be going. If K-State fans are anything like I imagine, I think it's going to be a lot of people that make the trip over to Ireland to see a very unique game, a rivalry game played in a very unique environment.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think both fan bases will travel. I know K-State Nation will travel in droves. And I thought that was the other thing with the landscape of college football continuing to change and adjust, that if we as a Big 12 can have a marquee game to start up the season where we know a lot of the eyes of the country are on the Big 12 and on a couple of marquee schools. We thought that was going to do nothing but benefit our league as well.
Right now we're talking to Chris Klieman. He is the head coach at Kansas State University. Coach, you guys have done a fantastic job. You guys have won the Big 12. You guys have competed for the Sugar Bowl a couple of years ago. The last 2 years, you guys have gone 9-4. You guys are trying to win another Big 12 championship. You guys are trying to compete for a national championship. How do you guys get over that hump? How do you go from being a 9-win team to a 10 or 11 win team that wins the league and is in the college football playoff this year?
Yeah, we've got to take it game by game and week by week and not let the outside noises and outside expectations override the fact that we've got a lot of work to do. If we take it game by game, we have a good football team. I'm confident of that. But you still got to go out and execute and prepare every week. And obviously staying healthy is a big part of that as well. But for us, it's not kind of projecting so far into the future, which I think we've maybe caught ourselves into in the past, of what the outside world expects us to be in December, and focus on just our daily process and each week and what we got to do to have a chance to be successful on Saturday. Because it's hard to win college games. And I know 9 wins has been good. We'd like more. We want more. Our fan base wants more. But it's hard to win these games. And so we've got to just make sure we take it 1 week at a time.
Right now we're talking to Chris Klieman about the Kansas State Wildcats. A lot of that seems to be tied up into Avery Johnson. It feels to me like he is right there on the verge. He's really developed as a runner. The passing game is maybe taking a little bit longer to come along than maybe you guys want. How do you guys get him there as a passer and kind of complete his game and really round it out so he's known as one of the best quarterbacks in college football?
Yeah, I think Avery's got a chip on his shoulder and wants to continue to grow and evolve as a football player. And I think it's part of what we've got to get with him is forget about what the outside world expects of you. Let's get what Avery and what Coach Wells and this football team needs from you. And if that's to run the ball 15 times a game to be successful because they're doing something, we've got to do that. If that means they're not going to let you run the football, then we've got to throw the football, whether it's intermediate, mid-range, deeper passing game. He's just so much better at the line of scrimmage, seeing what he needs to see pre-snap, which I know will make him better post-snap and continue to have him evolve as a pure quarterback. And so, once again, it's the expectations are always going to be high. He puts those expectations on himself, but we've got to block out the outside noise for him and let him play his game.
Coach, I feel like the sport has really shifted a lot over the last couple of years. You know, I'm from the era where, you know, you play a couple of cupcakes to get the season going, and you maybe don't have your first real game until mid-September. That's not really the tone anymore of college football. You guys play a big game. Texas and Ohio State, LSU, Clemson. Like, there's a lot of big-time matchups early on in the season. From a preparation, from getting guys focused, how important is it that, you know, hey, you guys can't take any week off and you have had a conference game against a rival? You've had that circle this entire offseason.
Yeah, I hope that's the future of what it's going to, where there's less non-competitive games and more, Power 4 against Power 4 rivalries or Power 4 against Power 4 games early on. I think a lot of that's going to be determined by how many teams are in the CFP. But I'm also cautious when I say that, being from FCS and coaching as long as I have, those games are still valuable and important for programs to have. But if we can get this CFP to expand this thing to where it's to where you can go out and not be afraid to play these games and realize, hey, if I finish 10-2 or 9-3, I still got a great opportunity to get to that CFP. But right now, it's hard because, boy, if you lose a game, now your backs are against the wall. And I think it's making it harder for people to schedule these games early on.
Right now, we're talking a little Kansas State football, getting you ready for week 0. Kansas State takes on Iowa State this weekend in Ireland. When you watch Iowa State on film, this is obviously a team that you're very familiar with. You guys return a bunch. They also return a bunch. You both are fighting for the exact same thing. You guys are in the conversation to win the Big 12. What do you see when you see Iowa State on film?
Rocco Becht. I think he's a terrific quarterback, that very calm, very cool, finds ways to win games for his team, makes really good decisions, and as he goes, they go offensively. So impressed with that kid, got a lot of respect for him. And then on defense, their defense has been sound for years under Coach Haycock, and I know Coach pretty well, that they're gonna not give up explosive plays. They're gonna be tenacious to the ball, and you're gonna have to earn it against their defense. And so, I hope they see the same thing. You know, some explosive players on offense with Avery and Dylan, and a defense that you got to earn your yards and points against.
Coach, I'll get you out of here with this. I don't want to look too far ahead. I imagine you also don't want to look too far ahead. I think you can make a case for about five or six teams winning the Big 12 this year. Arizona State, you guys, Iowa State, Texas Tech. There's probably a couple other teams that I'm not mentioning. How competitive do you see the Big 12 this year from top to bottom?
Why we didn't do a poll as coaches, because it's really competitive. And, once again, you just got to control what you can control, and that's having your best effort and best product every Saturday. But talented league with a lot of returning quarterbacks that make it kind of wide open.
That is Chris Kleiman joining us on the show today. He is the head coach at Kansas State University. Coach, maybe I'm supposed to not be biased here, but I'm cheering for you guys. I want you guys to win the Big 12 this year. I look forward to tracking you guys and having you on throughout the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is Chris Kleiman joining us on the show today. Rob, does it bother you that I am not cheering for you guys to win the Big 12? I am cheering for Kansas State to win the Big 12.
I mean, it's par for the course. I did not anticipate that you would be cheering for Kansas to win anything. I don't, when was the last time you were like, you know what? Rock chalk.
Yeah, you know what? I actually want Kansas to be good this year, just not good enough to win the league.
Like a nice 7-5.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, lose to Missouri, be competitive enough that we want to talk about them, but not good enough to where you're actually competing for the Big 12. That's what I root for with Kansas football every year. Very different for the basketball program. I want KU to miss the NCAA tournament. That's what I really want. I'm serious. That's what I want to have happen. I want KU to miss the NCAA tournament. But if you guys win 8 games in football, as long as you lose to Missouri, I don't really care too much what goes on with the Kansas football program. Coming up on the other side, we're going to play a game. So we were talking about Zach Bryan earlier. I do not know anything about Zach Bryan. We have pulled up his 3 most popular songs on Spotify, and we're going to see if I've heard of these songs, and then we'll get back to the Royals. Keep it right here, Mr. Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We have a lot to get into, but before we do that, I want to remind you guys to check out my friends over at Heartland Men's Health. I think that Rob is trying to send me a message. Today is my 37th birthday, and we are beginning it by doing a remote at Heartland Men's Health. I want you to take the first step towards reclaiming your health, your confidence, and your sex life. Pick up the phone. Call 844-447-6600 or visit heartlandmenshealth.com to schedule your appointment today. Be sure to check it out. They got three locations around the city. You ain't got to pick up the phone. You can just stop by the one in Overland Park, Independence, and North Kansas City. Just do a walk-in. You can do that starting at 8:30 all the way up to 3:30 Monday through Friday. Go check them out. So I do want to get back to the Royals, and I promise you we'll get back to the Royals, but this feels important. Zach Bryan, I don't know who he is. You tell me he cheers for the Eagles. He's obviously not doing a good enough job cheering for the Eagles, because if he was, I would know this. I know what team Bradley Cooper cheers for. I know what team Spike Lee cheers for. I know what team Matthew McConaughey cheers for, because they've done a good job in branding themselves. The fact that I don't know what team Zach Bryan cheers for tells me he needs to try a little bit harder. But he started beefing with Chiefs fans for whatever reason. I don't know why he's been beefing with Chiefs fans. And then he said he'll never play in Kansas City again, even though he's playing at Sandstone.
Which is Kansas City.
Okay, yeah, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? That's like me saying, I'll never eat Kansas City barbecue, but you ate at Joe's KC. Well, I mean, technically it's not. Okay, well, stop. What are we doing here? Stop it. So I said that I don't know Zach Bryan. And I'm not saying that as like a diss. I don't listen to country music. That's just not part of my life. So I asked Nathan, because we're here on remote, I asked Nathan to pull up the three most popular Zach Bryan songs to see if I've heard these songs. Because I don't know if I've heard of Zach Bryan before. I heard of Morgan Wallen. I heard of Eric Church, Kenny Chesney. I'm not super familiar with Zach Bryan and his works. You tell me that you don't know his songs.
I do not know his songs.
Which seems like you should know his songs because you like country music.
I do like country music.
Obviously not enough.
I like bubblegum pop country music, though. Not like the hardcore country.
You think this is like hardcore? I don't know.
We're about to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you. I really pride myself in minding my own business. This music doesn't have nothing to do with me, so I'm over here minding my own business, listening to Migos. I don't know nothing. He's not one of my Migos. Let's listen to – all right, so hold on, Nathan. What's the name of this song, and how many streams does it have on Spotify?
Yeah, first up is Zach Bryan's most streamed song on Spotify called Something in the Orange.
Something in the Orange, okay.
1.3 billion streams on
1.3
Spotify.
1.3 billion streams. Goodness gracious. All right, let's play it.
To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the old.
All right, you can play the next song. I never heard this song before.
Not a clue.
I never heard this song before. I never heard this song.
Not even a little bit.
Not a day in my life.
He's got
all right,
one other.
Song number two.
He's got one other.
Have you heard this song
Billy.
Before, Nathan?
I've heard these first two. I'm not a Zach Bryan fan myself, right. But I did recognize the song.
I mean, I want to hear one of these. That first song sounds like that's the song at the end of a Grey's Anatomy episode. That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, I don't have much hope for the next two songs. Here's I Remember Everything with 1.1 billion streams on Spotify. Cold shoulder,
closing time. Okay, I have heard this one. I know this one. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that. Where would I have heard this song? I wish I didn't. Is this the chorus?
That's the chorus, and it's got Casey Musgraves
featured
in the song as
well. There's no chance that's the chorus. That's the chorus?
I know that one. I don't know it. I recognize it.
Okay, help
me
understand. Okay.
It's just slow. It's a slow song.
From what I know about it is, the chorus, that's the part that I'm supposed to sing at the concert, right?
Yeah,
I don't listen to Taylor Swift, but I know the, it's me, hi, I'm the prop. Like, that's the part at the concert. Like, oh, I know that part. I'd sing that part. Or, and the play is going to play. I know that part. That's the part you're supposed to sing at the concert?
I will tell you, there are definitely
there are
definitely bands that sing slower songs that have these moments. Like, you remember Mumford & Sons? They don't play a lot of upbeat songs.
I have heard of them before.
There you go.
I don't think I can name a Mumford & Sons.
Same concept.
That sounds like cheap wine to me. That's what it sounds like. Hey, what you drinking over there, man?
Just Mumford & Sons.
Little Mumford & Sons, man. That's what it sounds like to me. Again, if that's what you like, that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying this isn't part of my life. This isn't part of my life.
All right.
What was the name of that song you just played?
That was I Remember Everything, his second most streamed song.
All right.
For the third one, this is now number three.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'm sorry to cut you off. Does he have like an upbeat song? Like, does he have something that, like, you know, you gotta play some songs to get the girls up and dancing? You know? Or you gotta play something to get them up shaking their Daisy Dukes. I didn't hear that.
Maybe the third one is that.
Okay, yeah. Zach Bryan got to have something to get you shaking your honky-tonk badonkadonk, because I ain't hearing that from him.
Yeah, with half a billion streams on Spotify, this is Pink Skies.
This has half a billion?
Half a billion.
Is a big drop-off from the other two songs.
Here we go. If you could see
now, you'd be proud. I know this one, too. I actually got no more of his songs, I think.
That's the same song I just heard. It's beautiful. All right, please turn this off. Please turn this off.
I know this one. Yeah, okay. I didn't know he did Pink Skies.
Please turn this off.
Do you know what he did?
The kind of music they play after they lose on Friday Night Lights.
100%. That's exactly what that song is.
Get that away from me. All right, I'm serious. Get that away from me. Somebody said, "CDOT, Zach Bryan is amazing. You need to get out more." I don't want to go anywhere they're playing that music.
By the way, I'm telling
you right now, I don't want to go to any. If you tell me that's the kind of music they're playing, I don't need to be in attendance.
But I Googled his name because I'm like, I know more of his songs than I thought. Do you know that last year, ahead of the college football season, they used a remix of his song on College Game Day? That was like the hype song for college football last year, American Nights. So, yeah, I actually do know more of his songs than I thought. Maybe he's more bubblegum country pop than I previously imagined.
You like Zach Bryan.
Apparently I do.
Yeah, you
apparently.
Like Zach Bryan. I mean, if you like it. I'm not here to judge.
I mean, I don't like that he hates the Chiefs, if you're from Oklahoma, you're an Eagles fan, which I think is goofy, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm telling you, it's 2025, and you can have 1.5 billion streams, and I have no clue who you are. That's just where we are in music. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just,
to be fair,
it's just not for me.
I bet we could flip it. I bet there are three songs that have billions of listens on Spotify. That if you played anything other than Bad and Bougie by Migos, I would sit here and be like, I don't know what this is. I'm sitting here confused.
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's music is stupid to somebody else. Everybody's music that you like sounds really bad. But I'm telling you right now, you can't tell me that all rap songs sound the same when you listen to Zach Bryan. Because them songs that I heard, they sound like the exact same song to me. I'm telling you, I didn't hear nothing different. It was the same sad melody. You know what? In fact, I'm happy that he's not coming back to Kansas City. Keep him away from us and our families. I'm serious. I don't want him around us. All right, that was Zach Bryan. That was fun. I'm happy we did that.
Who refers to, I guess, what is it now, cricket? Or what? Who refers to that as Bonner Springs? That's Kansas City.
That's what I mean. But that's technically where it is. It's in Bonner Springs,
I guess,
Kansas.
If you're just looking at your tour dates and you're on the bus, it says Bonner Springs. But That's so weird. Does he be like, yeah, I'm not playing in, you know, I'm not playing in this town. I'm playing in New Haven.
That's what he said. I'm serious.
When he played MetLife, if he does play MetLife, I assume he's too small for MetLife. Does he say I play in Jersey and not New York? Like, what kind of goofy behavior is be like, hey, I'm playing at Sandstone and not Kansas City because I play in Bonner's Springs, baby. What a just weird.
I don't know. I'm just here to tell you that's what he said. He said he'll never play in Kansas City again, but he is going to play at Sandstone. And that counts because it's not in Kansas City.
You could throw a rock from Bonner Springs and hit KCK.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what he said. I'm here to relay a message. Do you think the city is excited about the Royals?
It's a great question.
Because I asked that because it's kind of weird right now. They have a chance, but the percentages say that it's a long shot. It is August. I know we're maybe not supposed to say this. The Chiefs are just not interesting right now.
No, the Chiefs are boring.
They're not interesting right now. They're not interesting. I mean, I get it, right? It's football. You're happy that it's back. I'd much rather watch a real baseball game than a fake football game. If those are my two options, I'd much rather watch real baseball than fake football. Like, I cannot get into preseason the way that you guys get into it. I can't get excited about the Chiefs' seventh string wide receiver that will never play during the season. But if that's what you're into, fine. That's what this segment is, things that you guys are into that I'm not into. But the Royals, they have a very important series that's currently going on that you can go to later today. They have a very important series. They got a big series this weekend on the road against the Tigers, and we'll see what happens from there. Do you think the city is bought in? Do you think the city believes in this team and is caught up in the season?
So I think the answer is no, but I will put this caveat on there, and I will say this about the city. And we haven't talked about attendance this year. We haven't delved down that rabbit hole. But I will say one thing I learned about last year's Royals team and just Royals fans in general is they are much more likely to dip their toe in the water than jump all in. They're not, hey, the team's good again, we're all the way in. There is a hesitation from fans to be all in with the Royals, and that's fine. I'm not here to criticize it. It's just what I've noticed about Royals fans. It is, hey, you've burned us so many times, I'm going to be slow to believe that this is real. I think when they were 40 and 47 at 4th of July, fans were done. Fans were like, camp is in a month. The Chiefs play a real preseason game eventually. Patrick Mahomes is going to take the field. I'm excited. I think you are starting to see people dip their toe back into the Royals pool, for lack of a better term. But I don't think you're ever going to see fans jump all the way in until it's like the postseason. So I think there's a little bit of swing, a little bit of momentum, a little bit of energy toward, hey, we care again. But I think it's a slow move, and I wonder how much that move is around the fact that, man, the Chiefs training camp and preseason is kind of useless. I think that also helps, but it's a slow pivot back toward interesting.
This is my thought process. I think Royals fans are afraid to be fans. Like, this top text. See, it's football season. The Royals had a chance to captivate us 2 months ago. They failed. End of season. If the Royals win today, they will be 1.5 games out of the wild card race. 1.5 games. How have they failed? It's not the end of the season. The Royals still have a chance. They are still very much into it. And you know what? I think Royals fans are afraid of getting their feelings hurt. That's not the case with any of the other fan bases. That's not the case with KU football. If KU football beats Missouri and they're 2-0 this year, you will convince yourself that they can win the Big 12. Like, you will, hey, if you can go on the road and beat this SEC team, you can beat any team in the Big 12. That's what you will convince yourself. Let K-State go out and play really well on Saturday against Iowa State. Mm-hmm. You will be bought into it, right? Let Darren Peterson score 17 points in the Champions Classic. You'll convince yourself he's the best freshman they've ever had. Royals fans are afraid to dream because Royals fans think the moment that they get excited and things don't work out, why do we get excited? And I will say, to defend them a little bit in this conversation, every time this year that you've really gotten excited and you've gone out to the park and you did what you were supposed to do, people in the media get on you about not going out there. Look at the attendance. 30,000 people go out there. The Royals lose 9-0. Or the Royals lose 1-0 against the Cardinals or something like that. So I do think that's it. But I think it is – I don't think we can ask the Royals for as long as we did just be competitive, just be competitive, just be competitive, right? I don't know if we can say that. I don't know if we can say that. They're 1.5 games out if they win today. 1.5 games out and then be like, oh, it's over. Then what else is happening? Like right now, the top text, get over it, seat out. We're done with the Royals. They out of here. To talk about what? Like, what else is happening right now? Like, am I missing it? Like, I think I do a good job of keeping up. Is there something more important than what the Royals got going on right now? Because if there's one thing I can tell you is, let's say the Chiefs get off to a slow start. You guys will tell me it doesn't matter. It's the regular season. Am I lying? I've been here. Let the Chiefs lose week one in Brazil against the Chargers. You guys will tell me, why are you overreacting? It's a long season. They're going to do anything. So when can we care about the sports? We can't care about them right now that they're 1.5 games out of the wild card. We can't care about the Chiefs until after Thanksgiving. You tell me when I can care about the sports. That really seems to matter in my profession.
What really confuses me, and this text makes a good point about it, they say right now the Royals are equivalent of like an 8-5, 8-6 NFL team headed down the stretch making a playoff push. You would think that would get the city excited. And I'm not even going to be hard on the city. If you are saying, hey, we're an 8-6 football team for a cross-sport comparison, I'm going to be slow to buy in. I'm going to be hesitant, but I'm starting to dream a dream and believe a little bit. But there are cities in America where they have 8-5 football teams. You know what their text line doesn't show? I'm done. We're out of here. I hate this team. I can't watch them. They're useless. What's the point? Let's just pivot to the next sport. And we talked about it a lot last year. I think the Chiefs have kind of broken people's brains in a way. Do you know what's abnormal? Winning at the level the Chiefs win. Do you know what is far more normal in sports? A little bit of a roller coaster. Some ups, some downs, some lulls. There's success, but then there's, you know, the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. The Chiefs' lows are losing the AFC title game. That's not really a low. That, by the way, they're still hosting it. That's not really a low. The Royals are doing what every other sports franchise in America does, which is you build up slowly, you make a playoff push, you make it, you get the team excited, you try to make the next step the next year. It's a building process. The Chiefs, it was just like overnight the process went from, hey, we went 10-7 with Alex Smith, snap your fingers, and now his AFC title games abound. I think the success of the team across the parking lot has kind of affected the calculus of how people should view what the Royals are doing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't want to, I guess, assume. Like, I don't want to assume that this is a large majority of people, because I will say this about Royals fans, and I think I've been here long enough. If the Royals ever give you a reason to go out there, you guys go out there. Jack Caglione Day, they gave you a reason to go out there.
People went there. People were there.
They gave you a reason to go out there. You went out there. That's why I'm looking at it right now. Now, you and I both know. We know the game that we're playing. School just started. It's hot outside. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even here to talk to you about the attendance today. I'm not going to the Royals game today. Like, it's fine. Right? I'm not criticizing you for not going. If you're not going, that's fine. They're home for Labor Day weekend. They'll do well, right? Like, yeah. They'll do well. Like, that's a weekend that people go out to the park. They're also playing Detroit. People will be out
there.
They'll
do well, yeah.
Chiefs aren't playing yet. They will be out mm-hmm. there. I'm looking at the series against Seattle. They play Seattle September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Right now, the Royals' battles are with, what, two or three teams, really?
Yeah.
You're not competing with the Tigers anymore. Like, you are not catching them. That is not a realistic fight that you need to be having. You are not competing with the Astros mm-hmm. or you.
The
you
Blue are Jays are not a cat. No.
You are competing with the Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners. That's the grouping.
Cleveland, probably, yeah.
That's the grouping that you're in. One of those teams is coming to town in the middle of September, and if the Royals continue to do what they are doing, they will have one of the most important September series that they have had since the turn of the century. Like, I know that sounds crazy, and it sounds super hyperbolic, but the Royals have just, they haven't had a lot of really important September series in our lifetime. I don't know why we do this, but it's like, is Kansas City a football town or a baseball town? Like, it can't be both. Like, I know this is hard to believe, but I have the ability to really care about the Royals on Wednesday, September 17th, and then also care about the football game that happens on Sunday. Like, I have the ability to care about both, and I know you guys also have the ability to care about both simultaneously. So, again, I think maybe we're talking to a small group of fans, and I don't want to amplify those individuals. But I'm saying is, I feel like the Royals have just about checked every single box that we have asked them to. The Royals look like they were left for dead. And if the Royals were dead, I wouldn't be talking about him. You wouldn't be talking about him. And we'd be coming up with random hypotheticals about Josh Simmons and playing the hypothetical button game. We don't got to talk about hypotheticals anymore. We can talk in real things. The Royals are 2.5 games back. The team directly ahead of them lost earlier today. If they win, they're 1.5 games back. And a chance to continue to get closer, and they play that team for 3 games. That should get you really fired up as a Kansas City sports fan, as a baseball fan.
I'm not trying to do this to talk about the fans. It was around the trade deadline. I remember we did a topic about how we both felt like it's time to trade Lugo, gear up for 2026. They have the pillars. They have a chance to be good in 2026. It's kind of a lost season. And some people in the text line at that time were saying, guys, if they just get hot, they can go on a run, they can really catch up in the wild card, this team could be a postseason team. You and I were dismissive of that, but I remember the show, we both said, if they do get hot, we will jump back in because they are still hovering around and in the race. They have done exactly that. Credit to the texters that were saying it back around the trade deadline. Guys, if they get hot, they can really do something. Well, they've gotten hot, and still people are like, well, they don't have my attention. They got hot. They're in the midst of a postseason race. They are playing really good baseball. They've won 5 in a row. Like, at a certain point, I'm not saying you have to believe they're a World Series contender, but you have to believe they're interesting, worth talking about, and worth going out, or at least watching on the FanDuel app. They are worthy of your time. I'm not saying when the Chiefs play on, in Brazil, that you should be like, hey, I'm not even going to watch that game because the Royals are playing. No one's asking that. But on a Tuesday, when you got nothing else going on, you should at least have it up on FanDuel or be checking it on your phone. Hey, how are the Royals doing right now? It shouldn't be out of sight, out of mind.
I also got a remote. I can just flip back and forth. Someone on the text line says, it's hard to cheer for a mediocre subpar team. Man, some of y'all cheer for Kansas State. I'm sorry. Some of y'all cheer for Kansas State. Some of you guys, Rob, you're a season ticket holder for Kansas football. You can't cheer for mediocre subpar teams. What are you talking about? You've been doing it your whole life. Some of you guys swear by the 90s and 2000 Chiefs. You know what they were a lot? Mediocre. What are you talking about?
That text came from 816. If you're a Missouri basketball fan texting that in, stop it.
What are we talking about?
I really think Dennis Gates can get us done. They're a 6 seed, but I refuse to cheer for mediocrity. Stop. Just stop.
Someone said, I think the stadium is still an issue. If that's an issue still, you should move. I'm telling you right now, you should consider moving. That just doesn't make
That's an issue
sense.
For both teams, by the way. Neither team has a clear future, but somehow the Royals are the only team moving. What a world.
Just don't make no sense to me. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good afternoon, good evening. I want to tell you guys that we are doing the show here. We are live at Heartland Men's Health. They have three offices in the Kansas City area, Overland Park, Independence, North Kansas City. So it's an easy drive no matter where you are in the city. Their office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. They take walk-ins up until 3:30. Come in, get yourself a consultation, and take the first step towards reclaiming your health. Pick up the phone. Call 844-447-6600 or visit heartlandmenshealth.com to schedule your appointment. Now, I know that some of you listening went through the exact same experience that I did today around 12. Now, I'm not saying this is like a ability to flex. I'm just telling you this because we have the man on the show. We could probably pull some strings to get a chance to go to the Patrick Mahomes Steakhouse. You know, we probably could pull the strings. But you know what? I wanted to try to get it the old-fashioned way. So they said that the reservations were going on at noon. So I got on there, and I tried to get the reservation at noon. I'm telling you right now that it was easier to get tickets to the Eras Tour. It was easier to get tickets to see Adele in Las Vegas. I've seen Beyonce twice. Easy. Why was it so difficult to be able to go eat at this steakhouse, Rob? Did you get reservations when you booked it? Because I was on there. I haven't seen the menu. I don't know the prices. I don't know anything. But I want to support a friend of the show. That's what I consider Patrick Mahomes to be, a friend of the show. So I wanted to support him. I went on there. I was clicking. I was trying to get the reservation. I would have taken any reservation. I'd have taken 6:30, 6:45, 8:15, 8:30. It didn't matter. That's what friends do. They support one another. Wasn't possible. I'll never go to that restaurant now. At least not when it's the hot, popular place. You know when I'll go? It'll be December 9th. That's when I'll get a find a reservation at 1587 Prime. Why was it so difficult today to get a reservation? I really did my best.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's the perfect, you know, everything intersects and you're not going to be able to get in. It's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, two of the most famous people in town.
You think they got the crab cakes?
I haven't seen a menu. Now, the little video promo they had, they're definitely eating beef carpaccio. Now, they have that. We can confirm that. And they're a steakhouse. We've assumed they have different cuts of steak.
You think they got crab cakes? That's all I really care about. They got crab cakes. If they don't got crab cakes, then it's not a high-end steakhouse.
I will say they have a bunch of, like, things where I've seen, been reading about. Like, they have, like, yard markers ticked into the table. They have, like, a special entrance that feels like you're entering Arrowhead through a tunnel. Like, if you're a Chiefs fan, I understand why you were watching the clock and trying to refresh and going to 1587. It's also at what, one of the cooler hotels downtown.
Very nice. The Lowe's is great.
Lowe's is fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's I understand why it got so busy.
Yeah. Someone on said that they got reservations. Somebody else said that they tried for an hour to get reservations and they didn't get them.
But the person who says they got reservations, it's not for another 3 weeks, and they have a 9:45. So it's not like they yeah. like they're going at 5:15.
someone said people are trying to hope that Taylor's there. I'm here telling you right now that, no, Taylor will eat there. She just will not be there when the general public can eat there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm telling you right now. So if you think that Taylor Swift is going to be there on the first day, I'm telling you, you are going to be sadly disappointed. I'm not saying she won't eat there. She'll probably be there eat there multiple times. You just will not. You have zero chance of going to the time that she is going to eat at that
restaurant. Define the first time. She'll probably be one of the first diners there. No, there are not other people.
In August. In August.
She may already be considered a person who ate there. She may have already had all the food.
She probably did that little taste test. They just didn't show her in the video.
So she's going to eat there. She ain't eating there with Joe and Olathe. She ain't eating there with Swifty. She is eating by herself at the bar, and then, oh, cool, I got it.
I'm telling you right now, I tried. I imagine a lot of you were the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, let me try. I was on there clicking, and then you see all the times. Like, oh, man, it's going to be easy. I clicked on it. Nope, wasn't easy. Nope, I tried. I was like, all right, let me put my computer in. Let me go and send this email out.
You're someone with some juice in town. You're able to finagle and get into these type of things usually.
I'm not going if you're not going. We a team in this. Come on now.
I will go to the steakhouse.
All right, I'm just making sure. We're a team here. I got to make sure that we're a team. So if I'm going to the first one, you're going to the first one. We're in this together. We rep the same smart tech here.
I have a hunch we're not going the first one.
I finished the kingdom this morning. I know you have not even started the kingdom. I'm way ahead of you in the kingdom. I know how it ends. I know how the season ends. I saw the end of it.
By the way, I also know how it ends. I have a pretty big...
You don't know because you haven't seen the show. You don't know. You got to watch the show.
Does the show have a very different New Orleans than I remember?
I'm telling you, you don't know how the show ends until you watch it, because I know, because I watched it.
Bill's game ends and it fades to black, and like, and the season ended. Like, remember the Titans. Perfect.
Yeah, you have to always wonder how the season ends for the Kansas City Chiefs. I did learn a lot about why the Chiefs are the Chiefs through watching this show. Like, I did learn a lot. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think that people think that coaching is yelling. Like, when you think about it, you know what we love to see? We love to see when a player makes a mistake and the coach goes after there and yells at them. That's like we love, especially in football, we love it. You never see Andy do that. I think Andy's coaching and how he communicates with them is, how I'm going to treat you like a man. I'm going to treat you like an adult. And I'm going to tell you exactly what we expect you to do. And your frustration will be that you didn't live up to the expectation that we set. Like, I think you could, like, get that. I think you also could see. And I think it's really easy for teams to talk about camaraderie when things are going well, right? You never hear about camaraderie on teams where things are going poorly. Like, it's natural. We're winning. Everybody's happy. Everybody's good. All of that kind of stuff, right? I think that that's the case. I think it was very, very clear that, like, the core foundation of the Chiefs really care about each other on, like, a personal level. And they care about each other's families, and they spend time together, and they go to Thanksgiving, and they do this stuff. And I think you can kind of see how, like, that trust that you have built off the field, how that translates to the Chiefs on the field. I thought that was very, very apparent. I thought they did a really good job of showing how, even though DeAndre Hopkins was an outsider, so to speak, you bring him in and, hey, you're on our team now. So we're inviting you over to this thing, and we want you to bring your family around. We want you to bring your mother around. We want you to do this. Like, you are now a part of our kingdom. And you could see how they really wrapped their arms around him. Same thing they did with Juju when he was new. Like, I don't know if we learned anything new about the Chiefs from, like, a how they operate from a football standpoint. But I do think that the kingdom did a really good job of showing you that the community that they've built and the trust that they have in one another, and the relationship between, like, there's one scene in there, you haven't seen it yet, but, like, there's a scene, like, after the game, everybody that matters in the front office is in the room. And I think they do that a lot, but it's the one time that we had it. So, like, they're going over stats, and they're talking, and they're just, like, I think it really goes to show you how we always talk about everybody being on the same page. It was another thing to see how Mark Donovan, Brett Veach, everybody that makes decision for the Chiefs, how in sync they are as a unit.
Now, you're right. I have not seen it. But this, what you're saying, is something we've talked about with Mahomes in the past. And it's like a credit to him. I think it's more than just him, though. I think it's team and franchise-wide. Because remember, we always talk about Mahomes. He's like the player, highest-paid guy on the team. He's like the star. But if he went and sat down at – Carson Steele's locker and they just started chit-chatting, Carson Steele might look at him like, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes is here. But he would feel like he's one of the guys. I feel like what you're describing is that. The Chiefs have this sense of, even though there is a hierarchy, we all feel like we're on the same level. That clip you're talking about, the front office, I've seen the clip. It's around social media. That's your boss. Like, Clark Hunt, Mark Donovan are talking to Brett Veach and Andy Reid. And it's like four guys chit-chatting about the game at the water cooler on Monday. Yeah, Travis broke a record. Hey, can you believe how good so-and-so was? Hey, here's the quick breakdown of the injuries. Hey, that's a good team. It's a good football team. Da-da-da. It would just seem like, hey, even though there is a hierarchy and a status within our organization and there's an organizational chart, it does feel like when you see things or hear things about the Chiefs, it is a, hey, next man up, we're all for one, one for all type mentality. And you see it in these clips that have come out in the kingdom, and you hear it in stories about Mahomes and Kelce and just the team and the locker room in general.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the top story. The Royals deserve a lot of credit for how they've battled in the second half of the season. We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.